10 things you can do to grow your business right now. Excuse my spit. Let's get into it. If I can find the little intro thing. Here we go.
Welcome to the Crystal Crawford Show. I'm Crystal Crawford, and I invite you to a deep exploration of the tools of Access Consciousness and a totally different way of being.
Well, welcome back this week, you guys. It is another week, another moment. I'm Crystal. If you haven't met me before, I'm an Access Consciousness facilitator. I'm an entrepreneur. And I am diving into this week growth problems. We are reopening the doors to my 6-month business coaching program called Growth Problems. Basically, if you have the power to create problems, why don't you create growth problems? And I really, really, really wanted to dive into today a list of 10 things that you can do right now to grow your business. Now, for those of you guys that have never heard the 10 things trick to get amazing stuff out of your world, if you are a creator, this is a great trick to start kind of going, what do I know about this? Because I was sitting with this topic today of like, what do I know about business growth? And it's like, most of the time what we know is so big and non-worded. And so I really forced myself to sit down and really look at the top 10 things that came out of me in terms of business growth. And I want to share those with you today and pepper everything with some stories. And at the very end, I'm going to give you a question that I just picked up today that I'm going to start using. It's very specific and gets you starting to look at very, very actionable things that you can choose now to grow whatever it is that you're growing. So if you're live and you want to say hi, say hi. Hi, Christoph. Hi, Aurelia. Nice to see you guys. Let's get into it. So I'm actually going to share my screen, which I don't normally do, but let's do it. This is the 10 things list. I'm going to just kind of talk through it with you. I'll probably pop in and out and make my face bigger. But this way you've kind of got a visual that there is actually a list of things that you can use. You can screenshot this. This is a very actionable list. So, okay, let's start with thing number one. So the very first thing that you can do to grow your business right now is to ask a question. Now, if you've watched any of my stuff, you know that living as the question, asking questions is an Access Consciousness tool that I've learned. But here's the thing about asking questions. When things aren't growing, when things have slowed down, there's two things likely happening. You've gone to a conclusion, or more than one, or the world has changed, or both. Now, there's a lot of different stories out there about big businesses that, as the world changed, did not keep in touch with how the world was changing and made themselves obsolete. I mean, Kodak, as an example, right off the top of my head, pops into mind. Kodak stayed in the film business and just didn't pay attention that every single thing was going digital and made themselves obsolete. So that's definitely something that can happen in business. But if you stay engaged with your business, it doesn't have to happen to your business. There's another example of IBM, another huge company I'm sure you've heard of, that instead of going obsolete, because they did for a minute what they were into went obsolete, they pivoted and they started getting into, and I'm probably going to butcher this, but I think they got into cloud computing and those little, they're not circuits, they might be circuits. They pivoted what they were doing, and so they didn't go obsolete. But there's a lot of company, you know, Blockbuster went obsolete in the face of Netflix and all the streaming services. I mean, there's just a lot of examples. So if business is not the easiest thing in the world to get into. For all of you guys that have a business and you want to like give me an amen, most businesses don't make it for the first 3 to 5 years. And I'm in my year 8 of this business. And we're just in a different phase where it's like, you know, everything has changed. I've changed. The world's changed. It's time for us to grow. And so I'm putting a lot of my attention on like, what do I need to have in place for me to grow? And if you wait to the end, I'm going to give you this specific question you can start to ask. I love this so bad. But the very first thing you can start to grow is start asking new questions. So here's some examples. Who or what can I add to my business for it to grow right away? Sometimes you add a who And sometimes you add a what. And if you go over to my Instagram, I did this really fun reel the other day on a conversation that I got into with another creator. And we were just like back and forth and back and forth, and it generated all this energy. Sometimes you add a who, and it changes what the business is doing. So who or what can I add to my business for it to grow right away? Who can I contribute to that can create more for me? I'll highlight that one for you. And who can contribute to me to create more? Now, this is an interesting series of questions. I got this from Gary Douglas, and I really like pulled it out of the reference materials probably 7 years ago. And I remember when I first read it, it kind of hit a nerve in my world. And what I mean by that is it had really never occurred to me that I could contribute to somebody very clearly for them to contribute to me. And so I started asking these questions, and all kinds of interesting people showed up. So I've been doing something similar, and all kinds of interesting people are showing up. So ask a new question, whatever it is. Okay, that's thing number one. Thing number two is something that I action every single day in my business. It's called the cycle of action. And I got this from Gary Douglas. There's three components to the cycle of action. What can I start? What can I stop? And what can I change? So, I mean, if you have a business, I don't need to tell you this. Business is about basically living in action, some sort of action, right? You are connecting with people, you're building something on the back end, you're putting an invitation together. Like, there's a lot of different actions. But sometimes we go to the conclusion that the only action, for example, is to change something, and sometimes it's to stop something. Sometimes it's to start something. So another thing you can do to grow your business right away is you can look at the cycle of action. What can I change? What can I start? What can I stop? And look at one of those and let it give you new ideas. What can I change? What can I start? What can I stop? And again, I can't wait to give you this question at the end. Yes, I'm holding out on you. Okay, so then the third thing you can do to grow your business right away, I love this, is leave your house and go talk to three people. Okay. Now, I know this one is annoying, and not all of you have live businesses with people. I bet all of you have businesses with people. I've recognized for my business, and I do most of my stuff online, that one of the things that would really change the energy for me and my business is to actually leave the house and go talk to people. This is very cool. You guys are here. I'm here. But we're not necessarily our bodies in the same place connecting. And so there's something different that gets created when you leave your house and you go talk to three people. I did an alternative thing to this that you can also choose. And that is that I have a class on the books for 2 weeks from now and was invited to do a little 3-day challenge where every single day I called 2 to 3 people per day. I did it the first day. I called 4 to 5 people and ended up getting into this really cool conversation, and something new got created. And so every time you reach out and you engage with a real life person, something changes in your life and changes in your business. So that's tip number 3 to grow your business. Leave the house and go talk to three people. All right. Tip number 4 has to do with judging you. So this is very personal to me. I actually had a conversation yesterday with somebody, and she asked me how I was, and I was very honest, like I tend to be. And I was judging myself for how some things had changed. And so it came out of my mouth, and she ended up asking me a really, really helpful question. And so tip number 4 to grow your business is, if you're judging that you screwed things up at some point, and that's why things aren't growing, right? You would only judge yourself if you had decided that the business wasn't growing because you did something wrong. If you're judging you and you're pretty sure you screwed it up at some point and in some way, ask a question. Did I screw things up or something else? Did something change in the world and I didn't acknowledge it? Now, I think this one is probably more important to more of us than we're ever going to fully admit. The world is so different in the last 3 years. Even if you're an Access Consciousness BARS facilitator or certified facilitator, so much is always changing in Access Consciousness. You are different than you've ever been. We are changing so many things. So I see a lot of us judging ourselves when things have really, really changed. thinking that they're changed because we fucked it up. And just so you know, if you're anything like me or you're here watching my stuff, you are one of those people that tends to judge yourself first. And so if that's what you're doing to alleviate that and to invite in new growth, you got to ask yourself a question of like, did I fuck this up or did the world change and I not acknowledge it? Okay. So why does that grow your business? Because judging yourself is going to kill your business. Ceasing to judge yourself is going to allow new possibilities to show up. That's bigger than I can tell you. All right. So that's tool number four, I think, or five. I can't remember. Let's go. Let's keep going. Number five. Yeah. Here is another tip and thing, 10 things you can do to grow your business. This one here is a really pragmatic action step that I see some creators choosing and other creators not bothering to learn. And it's to start running one ad to one opt-in. Now, this has to do with like finding new people. How many of you guys, and let's skip to thing number nine to grow your business. How many of you, raise your hand or send me an emoji, have instituted a growth system in your business? This again is also very personal to me. I got a lot of this information yesterday, was looking at that, even though like I am always on here and I'm always speaking to you and I am doing content creatively, consistently, there still isn't in my business like a growth department. And now here's what I mean by that. So if you don't persistently pull in new leads to your business over time atrophies. The reason it works so well in the beginning for some of us is one, we're incredibly enthusiastic about what we're doing and we have no clue. So we've got that beginner's enthusiasm and we're just like shooting off the hip for everything, right? So in the beginning, for a lot of us, especially if we're just like willing and able and just getting out there and shooting our shot, things work really, really well. Enthusiasm is contagious. But what happens over time is that enthusiasm tends to wane and change. And then you get into business and things start happening. And I mean, the shine kind of wears off, right? You become less new, the shine's worn off. And it's a really, really easy time or reason to either leave the business or leave your life. And so that's something I've been navigating recently. It's like, a lot of different things occurred, like I've said. And so the shine kind of worn off. And so I was like, well, do I stop doing this and go find something else that is feels more shiny or something else? And so I started looking at, and again, I can't wait to tell you the question at the end. I started looking at what could I choose for everything to grow? And one of the things that started occurring to me is I had never instituted like a growth department in the business. I mean, I had a really good nurturing department. A really good nurturing department, right? And for a little while, I had acquisition. I guess acquisition and growth would be the first thing. But then the acquisition had changed and I hadn't really paid attention to that, just assuming that growth would keep happening on its own. And the thing is with growth, it doesn't always happen on its own, right? You change and you go through all these phases and your life changes and things out in the world change. And so different things are required for growth at different times. So it requires a lot of presence. And so one of the things I'm instituting in the business right now is essentially a growth department, like a space where me and a couple of people are really looking at what does it take for things to persistently grow. So doing this obviously grows the business because this will, you know, YouTube shares my things and the algorithm, people find me, and that's amazing. But it's also required to like grow the email list and grow the base and grow the number of people that are exposed to me. And if I don't have something in place, then how can that happen? So instituting a growth department, even if your business is tiny, even if you're like a micro business and you're a bars facilitator or a body, whatever, any kind of business owner, do you have a piece of your day, of your week that is committed to and let's say focusing on growth? So that's something really interesting. So if you were going to institute that in your business, what could that be like? All right, so that we covered five and nine. Another thing you can do to grow your business right now is add some connectors. Now, this is very similar to the growth department. I would say this is probably like an arm of your growth department. Here, what is a connector? Connectors are people that are raving fans of things and they talk to everybody about that thing. They can't even help it. Like basically, if they're not talking, they're dying. You might be one of those people. I'm a connect. When I find something that I am a huge fan of, like I'm a connector, which is a lot of where my proliferation of the Access Consciousness tools came from. I found them. I was using them. They were changing my life. I wanted you to know about them. I'm connecting to anybody and everybody that I possibly can about these tools. So here's the way to add connectors. Who can connect for me? Like, where are the connectors? And you ask the universe for 30 or 40 of them to show up. All right. Connectors share your stuff. They tell people about your stuff. They tell all their friends, like they become raving fans of you and your business just naturally grows. So universe, what would it take for 30 to 40 connectors to show up for my business? All right. And then leave your house and go talk to three people. All right. The other thing is if you have an online business, you can be looking for other business creators that are connectors. Like, you know, how can that work online that you've never considered? Is it sharing your things? Absolutely. Is it getting the word out? Absolutely. And what else? You know, is there some sort of joint venture you can do where what you do is complementary to what someone else does and you can get in front of their audience or meet with them and find out if they're a raving fan of your stuff so that they can tell their people? Like, growth problems, right? This is what we want to put our energy into, is what does it take for growth to occur? Thing number seven is you can run clearing statements. Now, this is a very specific Access Consciousness thing. If you guys need clearing loops, you can go to clearingwithcrystal.com. I've created those, they're in my voice. If you want to just do it on your own, here's how you run clearing loops. And before I tell you how to do it, let me tell you what they do. Clearing loops will clear out the unconsciousness around a thing. So let's say you just unconsciously don't take any action, right? Here's a clearing you could run. You're going to love this one. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be as homeless as I will choose to be for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow it, times a godzillion, I destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, podbuck, online shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. I'm going to tell you why that one will work. And so what you would do is you'd find an app on your phone called Voice Loop, VoiceLoop, and get it on here, open it, record it. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be the homeless person I truly be for all eternity and everything that doesn't allow it, times a godzillion, I destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, podbuck, online shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. And then you press play. You turn the volume almost all the way down and you let it run in the background. Now what that clearing is gonna do is clear out all the resistance that you have to what you're creating. Because if you take no action, you're gonna be homeless. So, and is that completely true? But no, but that does address the resistance. And so it starts to clear out the whatever you've got going on that is creating what's happening in your business. You're the source of everything that's showing up. So you want to handle and take care of the source. Let me see if I can find this app. I've got a couple of clearings that I was running. So this is what the app looks like on the inside if you've got an iPhone. And you just click record and you record it and then you press play. So these are two that I recorded.
What have I decided is not judgment, discrimination, or discernment that actually is? Everything that is, times a godzillion, I destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, online shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. What have I decided is judgment, discrimination, or discernment that actually isn't? Everything that is, times a godzillion, I destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, online shorts, boys, povids, and beyonds. What have I decided?
So it just keeps going, right? So you can do as many clearings as you want to, speak them in here, and then just press play, and then you keep it on a low volume and let it hang around. And that particular set of clearings is going to clear out my unconsciousness around what's judgment and what's not judgment so that I can have more choice. So this is the other thing, is like our businesses can always thrive. There's always possibilities available, always. It doesn't mean we live in a possibility universe. I mean, we do live in it. It doesn't mean you're interacting with the universe like there's always possibilities, but there are. So if you're walking through the world feeling like there's not, then that's inside of you. That's a space and a place inside of you that needs some attention. And so clearing loops can start kind of hitting and clearing out unconsciousness around what you're doing to yourself. Like, how many of you guys, stuff's showing up in your business that you wish were different? You know, what is the fundamental point of view that you're functioning from that's creating that? And then you'd want to run a clearing around that so that it can start to clear out unconsciousness around it. Soon as something becomes conscious, you have more choice. If it's unconscious, you have no choice. So if you don't know you're fucking yourself over, you can't change that. You're doomed to fuck yourself over. But if you start to see that you're fucking yourself over, you can look at it and go, do I actually want to do this consciously and fuck myself over? Or would I like to do something else? Would I like to choose something else? So this is the gift of consciousness. It brings awareness around what you're doing, and the clearing loops start to clear out unconsciousness so you can see what you're doing. All right. So that's another thing you can do to grow your business right away. And then I believe we're heading to the last two things. Oh, take action on one thing that you've been putting off. This is a biggie, because how many of you guys have things that you've been aware of you want to choose in your business, but you haven't necessarily been choosing them? This was big for me for a long time, and now I take action on things pretty quickly. Take action on one thing that you've been putting off. So let's say you've got in your awareness to create an ad and an opt-in, right? Actually, one of my friends is in process right now. She is in process of creating an opt-in. An opt-in is just something that people exchange their email address for something, right? They give you their email address in exchange for this beautiful thing you've created. And you've got it on your list to create that thing and then run a $5 a day Facebook ad to it to grow your email list. And you just haven't done it yet. You haven't sat down and done it. It takes more space than you've given yourself, right? You need a kind of an open day where you can get creative and brainstorm the thing and then put the thing together and then maybe hire a person. And then, right, there's more steps to it than perhaps you've made space for. And so it just gets thrown to the bottom of the list, right? It doesn't get done. So another way to grow your business is take action on one thing that you've had on that list that you just haven't done yet, and action it. You're looking at this list actually in an app called Basecamp. Basecamp is one of these. If you see that little the home here, this is I'm not going to go through it right now, but anyway, Basecamp is a place where you can keep projects and you can kind of keep yourself a little bit organized without controlling yourself to death. So take action on one thing you've been putting off. Open it up in Basecamp, make it into a project, and get it accomplished. Get it up and out into the world. That's called shipping your work. All right, that's a power move in business to allow things to grow. And then the final thing, and then I'm going to give you my secret bonus thing that I just found today that I'm using, is to get yourself in a program or grab a coach. And for those of you guys that don't know, I do business coaching. I do programs. We have a new program opening this week, actually. Growth Problems is opening. And I'll throw the link up here for the webinar that I'm doing on Wednesday. Today's Monday in real time. We're going to do it Wednesday. crystaljoycrawford.com/gettingitright. Grab yourself a coach. Like, how many of you are trying to do this all by yourself and figure this business thing out all by yourself? When I was first starting, and I'm to the point now where I'm ready to hire somebody else, but I'm really kind of looking specifically what that is for me. I had a coach almost every step of the way, probably until like year three or four in my business, because there was so much for me to learn. There were so many internal things inside of me for me to outcreate. I came in with a lot of, I had to outcreate my money points of view, my business points of view, my personal points of view. Like, I had a big backlog of things that I had bought. So, you know, if we talk about mindset, my mindset was like survival. And so anyway, and on top of all that, there was a lot of business skills that I didn't know. So I needed a big combination of things. So for me, access consciousness, really cared for the inside of me. But then coaches really helped me with learning some skills and things that would actually convert interested people into people that could eventually join a program or pay me money, which is why we get into business. Yes, we love what we're doing, but we do it because we also love money. Or we would like to love money. That's a whole other thing. So you can join the call on Wednesday if you need more of that. But here's my top secret thing that I'm so excited to tell you that's brand new that I actually found like an hour before I got onto this call. And I'm sorry I don't have this in a slide. Oh, maybe I can type it here. Let me type it on this so we can see it in writing for all of you visual learners. Okay. This is my newest thing that I'm going to start workshopping as of today. And so this is a very pragmatic question to ask yourself, and I'm going to go into why. It's actually starts with a statement. So here's what has to happen to have fill in the blank a month in fill in the blank. Okay. And then you start filling in these blanks. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you why I like this. This doesn't seem super like groundbreaking. And some of you might be like, well, that's a conclusion. I have to have it and all that stuff. Go with me here for a second. I've been really realizing that for the most part in my business activities, I've been a lot more like a shotgun than a laser beam. And when you're first starting, shotgun approach is the only way, honestly. Your creativity, your energy has lots of places it needs to go. Now, as you are in business for a while and you start to go, okay, I really want to have big bars classes, for example, or I would really like to have 4 new clients a month in this high-end creation intensive. Then you get to look at, okay, if I would like to have that, and that's something I'm choosing to have, what needs to happen in order to create that? Now, so there's probably a few different ways to word this that's a little more creative than here's what has to happen, because I don't mean it as like this has to happen. I just mean, hey, if you want to have 10 people a month in bars every month, or you want to have 4 new high-end $4,500 clients every single month, what would need to happen? Is it magically happening on its own? Yes or no? If it's not magically happening on its own, what could you institute? And this is where the conversation of access is so helpful, because it's not what can you create, it's what can you institute? What can you put on the ground? What can you plant? What can you build that would make that so much more possible? Like, I'm really aware of some of the things that I'm building. They really require some paid advertising right now to make these things more possible. Does that mean when I run these ads, I'm going to get this specific result? Nope. It just means that I'm going to increase the possibility, increase the likelihood that this could occur, because I can tell you how I know that it will increase the likelihood, because what I'm doing now is not creating that. So that's one thing. I can do that, right? Like, we could make a list, right? Run some ads. We're going to start out really broad. And this is just for me. You got to look at what this is for you. Build an ad campaign, right? We need to finish my quiz, whatever, right? Look at... Anyway, there's a bunch of different things. But let's look at bars classes. Here's what has to happen to have 10 people a month in bars. Leave my house. Go talk to 3 people a day. Maybe what has to happen is like, how many people could I talk to like have 10 people? I mean, you could even look at, what if you looked at just a ratio for fun? What would it take to talk to 100 people a month, right? If I were gonna talk to 100 people a month, where and how could I do that? And this is where you kind of start to brainstorm so you can get some starting points. And you know, maybe you're going to networking events, maybe you're stopping at yoga and Pilates studios. But then let's look at this. If you're gonna do this, Book out time daily to go wander and talk to people, right? There's another thing that needs to happen, which is that you create some space for that to happen, right? So there is actually stuff you can choose. Maybe you do want to also run some ads to your monthly bars class. If you're going to have a monthly bars class, maybe you need to post it, right? Maybe you need to add some connectors. Where can I find these? And then what you want to do with this is you want to commit yourself to a daily or semi-daily action session, basically, and start really experiencing, start putting those seeds in the ground. Oh, you're not seeing my screen and I was doing all that typing. I'm so sorry. Here you go. There's all the typing that I was doing. Start committing yourself to like a daily action session so that you're putting these seeds in the ground and they're starting to grow because you are creating the nutritive, generative environment for them to grow. So this is less of a to-do list and more of a brainstorming session, but it's really interesting to me because it puts you in the position where you're actively looking at, I'm not just gonna like hope people come to my bars classes. I'm going to choose it and I'm going to do some things and put some things into motion that make that way more possible. People can't come to my bars class if it's not posted, if they don't know about it, if they don't know about bars. And so I'm the source of my business. If I want to have at least 10 people a month in bars or 10 people a month in foundation, or I want to have 20 new people a month in my flow membership, what can I choose to make that way more likely? And what daily thing can I commit to that would nurture that into existence? And I recognize that, and I'll wrap with this, that requires a leap of faith in you, that you're not gonna fuck people up, that you're gonna probably do great things, and that you're gonna do a whole bunch of things wrong, but on the way, great stuff is gonna happen. So if you tend to like wrap yourself around a tree and try to get it right, because there is no right to growing business, it's a lifelong experiment, and you want growth problems, I wanna invite you to the call. crystaljoycrawford.com/gettingitright. I adore you. Thank you. Share this with a friend who needs it. And I'll see you on the call. Bye for now.